Well, as I said before, to our ancestors, politics wasn't separate from religion, be that in the Roman Senate or the Germanic and Nordic Thing, or Ting as it's also pronounced. Religion was a part of all things, and it was thought that the gods would help in the running of the tribe or the nation, and in many cases the leader of a tribe or people would claim divine ancestry as giving them their right to rule. In the eyes of many Indo-European people, the gods took direct interest in the running of the state, not being seen as some distant, unknowable beings that one only gets to see and truly experience after death, but rather as rulers and kings, protectors and divine ancestors. I personally believe that any political movement which wishes to bring about real change must first address the issue that has led to so many political problems in the first place, our severance from the divine. If we are to have states and empires, even simply functioning nations, then it is imperative that religiosity and a sense of the divine, of the higher purpose of life, be brought back into something that has become profane and worldly. Removing the gods from politics was a regression, a Masonic regression, not progress.